You know, if I were listening to this, I might be thinking, you know, these guys are talking about all these famous people, all these people are extraordinary, Bill Gates and Gloria Steinem and John Assaraf, who's now worth, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars. And I'm sitting here and I'm going, well, that's really cool. I'm an ordinary person. And a lot of times you hear these kind of things and you think, they're extraordinary. They're not like me. They can do those things. I could never do that. I want to share with you a story that comes out of one of my seminars with a very ordinary person who did a very extraordinary thing. And that's really what we want for all of you listening. We want you to realize that inside of you, there's an extraordinary potential that is only going to become manifest if you dare to ask. Now, during my self-esteem seminar, I teach an exercise called ask, 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 ask. And people have to walk around and ask everyone in the seminar for something. It might be for them to babysit their daughter. It might be for them to give them $50,000 to underwrite a year so they can take off and write the book they've always wanted to do. Well, out of this exercise, Claudette Hunter writes the following letter to me. She says, during the self-esteem seminar, I participated in the ask, 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 ask exercise that you had us do. A week before the seminar, my daughter Jana had been accepted to be an exchange student in Germany, and the fee for the year was $4,000. Now, being a single parent with three teenagers, I did not have $4,000 or any inkling of how I was going to get it. Financially, I was barely making ends meet. I had no savings, no credit for a loan, and no relatives that could loan me the money. It felt as hopeless as if I had to raise $4 million. So during the exercise, that is what I asked everyone for, and I found it very difficult to ask the other participants, especially friends whom I knew from before the workshop, for money. At the conclusion of the exercise, I realized that I did not have to give up other people's love and affection for me in exchange for asking for the money. Based on what I learned at the seminar, I decided to take some action. I made up a flyer with Jana's picture on it, her statement of why she wanted to go to Germany, and a request for the money. At the bottom was a coupon for people to tear off and mail their check to us by June 1st. I asked for $5, $20, $50, or $100, and even left a blank space to fill in their own amount. I sent the flyer to family, friends, acquaintances, three local newspapers, ex-employers, and 50 service clubs in our area. I only had 2 months to raise the money, which from my perspective seemed like a lot of money and not very much time. But I also consciously decided to change my attitude towards the goal becoming a reality because I remembered that in the seminar you taught me that I create, promote, and allow all the events in my life. I wrote out an affirmation. I am joyfully receiving $4,000 by June 1st to pay for Jana's trip to Germany. I put the affirmation on my bathroom mirror and carried a copy in my purse so I could look at it every day. Then I wrote out an actual check for $4,000 and put it on the dashboard of my car. I spend lots of time driving each day, and it was a visible reminder. I took a picture of a $100 bill and enlarged it. I put the $100 bill on the ceiling over Jana's bed, so it was the first thing she saw in the morning and the last thing she saw at night. When I explained the idea to Jana, she was hesitant to do this asking thing, she called it, and practice an affirmation. But she agreed to give it a try. The first gift we received was for $5. The largest was for $800. But most of the gifts were $20 or $50, some from people we knew and some from strangers. All the parts came together to make the whole. June 1st, we had joyfully received $3,750. We were thrilled and so excited. However, while this was wonderful, I still had no idea where I was going to get the last $250. But I still had until June 5th to somehow raise the remaining monies. On June 3rd, the phone rang. It was a woman from one of the service organizations in our town. I know I'm past the deadline. Is it too late? She asked. No, I replied. Well, we'd really like to help Jana, but we can only give her $250. Would that help? Well, it helped perfectly. Although we received gifts from 23 individuals and two service organizations, we received exactly the amount of money we needed, and we received it by the deadline. This has been a wonderful and practical example to me and to Jana about using affirmations, creating your own reality, and asking the universe for what you want, and about believing in yourself and others. I know this life experience will be one that Jana will remember and build on for future situations in her life, and so will I. Thank you.
We have a friend who you've probably read. He's been in the bestseller list forever and ever. He was one of our coaches, mentors, and he's taught us so much. His name is Dr. John Gray. He wrote Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus. He says, I remember when Bonnie first asked for a hug. It made such a difference in our relationship. Instead of resenting me for not offering hugs, she'd simply ask. It was such a gift of love to me. She began to understand that the way to love me best was to help me to be successful in loving her. This was a very important advanced relationship skill. I still remember the first day she asked for a hug. I was standing in my closet. She was making different sounds of exhaustion. She said, "Ooh, what a day." Then she took a deep breath, made a long sigh in the exhale. In her language, she was asking for a hug. What I heard was a tired person, and wrongly assumed that she was probably wanted to be left alone. Instead of resenting me for not touching or responding to her request, she took a big step to ask what she wanted, even though to her it seemed obvious. She said, "John, would you give me a hug?" My response was immediate. I said, "Of course." I went straight over to her and gave her a big hug. She let out another sigh in my arms and then thanked me for the hug. And I said, "Anytime." She chuckled and smiled and said, "What?" She said, "You have no idea how hard it was to ask for a hug." A lot of people can't ask for a hug. That's why in my seminars I share the wisdom. My wife and I did a national hug survey, and we discovered that 83% of us grew up in families that got less than one hug a day. 98% of us want more hugs than we get. Self-Esteem Institute says you need 4 a day to be normal, 8 for maintenance, 12 for growth. I was in Calgary, Canada, talking one time, 500 men mostly. I said, "If you guys aren't stuck in your machoism, I'd love to hug each and every one of you." After the meeting was over, I was out in the hallway hugging away. One guy, 6'8", is gushing down the hallway. I didn't know he wasn't part of our group. I said, "Are you into hugging?" And I pulled him into me. He said, "Until you did that, I wasn't into it." And then I asked the audience to stand up and give away 4 hugs. And it's amazing the energy changes in the audience. And as I literally travel around the world and I'm talking in Australia or England or Germany, they say, "You can't get, you know, whatever culture that is to do it." But everybody wants a hug. You know, Gandhi said, "If you don't ask, you don't get." And I've gotten to stay in Gandhi's 2 houses. I was a student ambassador to India when I was in grad school, and I stayed in his 2 houses, one in Bombay, which is now called Mumbai, India, and the other is in New Delhi. And the guy has just the greatest stories. He had a lady come to him one time and say, "Mahatma Gandhi, my son eats too much sugar and it's making him just hyperkinetic and hyperactive. Is there anything you can do?" He says, "You bring your son back 2 weeks from now." 2 weeks later, she comes into the room and says, "Mahatma Gandhi, will you now ask my son not to eat sugar? Because if you ask him, he'll stop eating it." Gandhi said, "Please, young man, don't eat sugar." The young man goes out of the room. The mother stays and says, "You know, it's taken me 3 days to get here, 3 days to get back, 3 days to get here, and it'll take me 3 days to get back. Why couldn't you have told me that 2 weeks ago?" He said, "2 weeks ago, I was still eating sugar."